Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is risen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, it is good to, usually the best, sometimes and very often, it's good to have a song, you know, for leading a service. Amen. Glory be to God. Do you know what a sanguine is? Do you know who a sanguine is? Okay. Sanguines are people like Juliana, though she says she's not. Sanguines are people like Sandra. All right. There are people like who? Yeah? I'm trying to look in the congregation. Okay. Who else is a sanguine, if you know one? George, what are you? Hallelujah. Anyway, he is what? He is risen. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. Yes, good to see Andrew. Andrew, this is your first service this year. All right? Andrew is always making money somewhere up country on weekends. Okay? Yeah, he makes money in Kampala. And he also what? He makes money in up country. All right? George, good to see you. And George, we have George from Dubai and George from America. Okay. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. And good, let's give a big hand clap to our worship team. Yes. Then there are also some young children, three of them. Okay. We haven't seen them, I think, since March or Feb. March. All right. Anyway, yes, we haven't seen them since what? March, yeah. But good to see you children, amen? Hallelujah. Yes, today, like you all know, and like Juliana said, it is Resurrection Sunday. On this day, we always remember the day that Jesus rose from the dead. Okay? The day that Jesus rose from the dead. Okay? And of course, you all know that afterwards, he ascended on high. And, he's at the right hand of the Father. Glory be to God. He is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right? But it's good to also remember that before he rose and before he ascended and before he became King of Kings and Lord of Lords, okay, he first suffered. He first did what? He first suffered, okay? And, of course, he died. Glory be to God. And from that, we should learn a lesson, or we should be reminded of a lesson therein, that before you're crowned, before you're glorified, before you see something, before you see some of the promises of God coming to pass in your life, the truth is, you are going to go through some suffering. Hallelujah. You're going to go through some what? Suffering. Some suffering. Okay? And different people go through different kinds of sufferings. Okay? But we all must go through suffering before we are glorified, before we are exalted, before we receive the promises that God has for us, okay? And before we go to heaven, most importantly, I guess, okay? You are going to have to suffer. It is unavoidable, all right? If you give up during the suffering, okay, you're going to miss what God had planned for you, okay? And most importantly, if you give up during the sufferings that you're going through before the Lord returns, before he comes to take you to heaven, okay, if you throw in the towel, you're not going to go to heaven. All right? Okay, you end up in hell. Okay? But God doesn't want that to happen to you. All right? And one of the ways God helps us to understand that is by talking about it. Glory be to God. Okay? It is good to talk about prosperity, to quote the scriptures, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, and plans, you know, to give you a future, to give you an expected end. All right? But the truth of the matter is, in addition to the good things he has planned for us, okay, the scripture also says that there is suffering planned for you. Say amen. He is risen. There is suffering planned for all of us. Glory be to God. I hope you don't wish that you had stayed at home or you had visited a church, you know, some other church. It's a truth, eh? Okay? And, you know, yeah, glory be to God. Okay? So there is, before the crown, there is the cross. Okay? The cross before the crown. Whichever way you want to say it. Philippians chapter 2, from verse 8, it says that, talking about Jesus, it says that, and he, Jesus, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. All right? This is talking about suffering. Okay? And it culminated at the cross, at the crucifixion. The crucifixion, you guys, was torture. All right? The Romans had invented a way of inflicting pain. All right? And, okay, the crucifixion was the culmination of the suffering of the Lord. Okay? And after he suffered that way, the Bible says that now, verse 9, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue, okay, shall one day confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have gotten the name that is above every name. He wouldn't be exalted, okay, as he is now, if he hadn't gone through suffering. Hallelujah. Okay? And his life, what he went through, is an example for us. Okay? Carol, you have to go through suffering. Glory be to God. Amen. All of us here, even those who have dodged this sermon, okay, you don't have to have listened to this sermon for the suffering to come. You know, okay? Even if you don't confess it, okay, there's this thing that, you know, what you confess, you possess. This one, even if you don't confess it, okay, you will possess it because it is planned for you. And even if you don't confess it, even if you pray, it has to happen. Hallelujah. Okay? It has to what? And it is for the good. God wants to glorify you. God wants to exalt you. Hallelujah. But for reasons, some of them are in the scriptures, some of them we don't know, you have to go through it. Amen? Rick Joyner says that between the place where promises are given and the promised land, there is always a wilderness which is the exact opposite of what was promised. Hallelujah. I thank God I read that, I think, more than 20 years ago. And I know it. And I've never forgotten it. Glory be to God. Between the place where promises are given, okay, and the promised land, there is always a wilderness, which is the exact opposite of what you were promised. Remember the children of Israel? Okay, they are told, and they were not lied to. They were told that, okay, you're going out of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. All right? And they were happy. All right? But there was a wilderness, which was the exact opposite of what they had been promised. And many of them couldn't take it. And the Bible says they died. Okay? They died. Okay? And they didn't enter the promised land. All right? They couldn't take it. They complained. They were like, this God, as in, you know, you brought us to kill us here. Okay? They murmured. And because of that, okay, they were not able to endure the trials, the testings. All the wilderness, and they gave up, and for that matter, God couldn't allow them to enter the promised land. Glory be to God. Amen? If Jesus had given up, if he had refused to go to the cross, okay, he wouldn't have this name that is above every other name. Glory be to God. Amen? If in the journey of this life, things happen to you, sufferings will come your way, and you give up on the Lord, okay, you throw in the towel, okay, you end up in hell. All right? If God has promised you some things, and during the time he has promised you those things, and, you know, between the time he has promised you those things and the time you're going to say, if you give up and you throw in the towel, you're not going to see what he promised you. Glory be to God. Amen. By the way, Juliana, you're not exempt. Hallelujah. All right, you're not exempt. You can, you know. Okay, no one is exempt. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 18. Verse 16 says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Huh? Abasika, isn't it? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Glory be to God. Okay? We are only going to be joint heirs with Christ. Okay? We are going to reign with him. We shall be kings as his king. Okay? Only if indeed we suffer with him. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. There are people who are broke in this country. And one of the reasons why they are broke, of course, a few of them, not too many, is because they refuse to suffer with their rebels during the Bush War. All right. Okay. They didn't pay. By the way, you guys, there's something called paying the price. Okay. The false hyper great thing said, no, there's nothing like that. Jesus paid it all. Okay, you say those things, but the truth is, or the matter is, there's something called paying the price. All right? Anyway, the guys who will be now rich, They would have a few houses in Naguru. If they had what? Allowed to help in the just cause. But that helping man, it entailed suffering. And they looked at the suffering, and they were like, no way. It's not worth it. And you don't know whether these guys will win the war. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? And some of them might be your parents. Glory be to God. Right now, saying, you'd have packed some Syria, you understand? You'd have, secured some serious car, you understand? All right? But because somebody in your lineage, in your clan, was not willing to pay the price of suffering. Amen? That's a bad example, but we live, but it's a good example, all right? Amen? Yes. I'm telling you, the earlier, and this you shouldn't just know it in your head. You should know in your heart. Okay? There's a difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. You should know this in your heart, that between the place where promises are given and the promised land, there is always a wilderness which is the exact opposite of what you have been promised. You should know that in your heart. It will help you. It will help you. It will give you the strength to go through trials. Hallelujah. Okay? These things you know, isn't it? You know, but you should also be reminded. And if you know them in your head, God wants you to know them in your heart. All right? So, we shall be glorified together with the Lord if indeed we suffer with him. Hallelujah. Okay? Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 20, he said that remember the word that I say to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Glory be to God. That is talking about suffering. Suffering because you love the Lord. Okay? Amen? There is there's someone who was a man of God, but he fell. You all know him. I remember, you can make the Bible say whatever you want to do. However, concerning this, even if you twist it and say there's no suffering, I can believe God not to suffer, this one has to happen. Okay? There's a scripture which says that Jesus said that in this life you'll have tribulations. Then he says, but I have overcome. He says in this world you have, tribulations and trials. But be of good cheer, I have overcome. All right? So this former servant of the Lord said, and he saw a revelation there. And he preached it. And I remember I was in the fellowship. I was like, no, that one I've refused. Okay? The revelation was, you can choose what you want in that verse. All right? Remember? What Jesus said, in this world you have tribulations. Okay? So you can choose that. Okay? Then he said, but be of good cheer, I've overcome. So then he made this other be of good cheer, I've overcome, to look like you can believe it to negate the other one. So that as other people are suffering, for you, And I think he did like that. You know, as in those things of, you know, they're always, everyone, every Christian, you can choose what you want in the world, you know. There's some people who are like, I just want one car. And other people are like, no, God, for me, I want 10. And it's up to you. Okay? So, there's suffering. But some people will be like, no, suffering is not mine. And they what? All right. They will, you know, they will live in the overcome where there's no, you know. And I hope no one bought into that. Okay? You are going to suffer. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they don't persecute you, okay, it means you're greater than the Lord, which is not true. He says a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. But of course you can avoid the persecution, eh? Just live like the devil. Then no one will persecute you. All right? But your portion will be reserved in hell. Okay, what you avoided here, you'll find it in hell multiplied a billion times. Glory be to God. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12 says, yes, yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If you desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer. Okay? The way to avoid this suffering is to live like the rest of the world. And then they will say, yeah, for you are a good molokole. I remember those things in medical school. Okay? We had a fellowship there in our class, balokole. And there were people who were classified as bad balokole and good balokole. Okay? And who is making the classification? The children of the devil. Okay? Those were not saved. Okay? They were like, for you, Mose, you're a good what? Mulokole, what? Okay? You hang out with us, you watch, you know. You know, you're good. But the other one, they are like a soldier. What is always, what is forcing you to get saved? There's a friend of mine who was what? I remember some guy was complaining, saying, but you're like a soldier. You preach to us like a soldier. Well, I think we shouldn't preach to people in a soldierly way. Okay? However, God didn't want us to live like those we are trying to win to him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, this is a very simple sermon, okay? You know these things, eh? All right? But, Hallelujah. There are examples, other than Jesus, of people who suffered and they were exalted. Okay? Examples in the scriptures, okay? Of course, one of them, like we've seen, is the Lord, our primary example. Okay? There were people like Paul, Joseph, many. All right? Okay? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, that we should be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Okay, now, this patience, the real word should be like, who's through long suffering, who's through endurance. Okay, they inherit the promises. Glory be to God. Because you remember, between the place where a promise is given and where a promise is fulfilled, there is a wilderness of trials. All right? So these people, they endure the sufferings of the wilderness. Okay? They endured, they endured, and they inherited the promises. They obtained the promises. They saw what God promised them. Hallelujah. Okay? And now, the Lord is saying, we should imitate them. Alright? We should do what? Imitate them. The reason why he wants you to imitate them is because there is suffering planned for you. There is suffering planned for you and I. Glory be to God. Andrew, say amen. Huh? They just go to church to hear what? How God is going to give them money. There's a scripture. You find houses you didn't build, filled with all good things you did not provide. You understand? This is another one which says, and when you build houses and dwell in them, okay, so this thing where, you know, you just fall in things. Houses, you know, you understand? But then there's also where you have to build, okay? Hallelujah. Okay, so, yeah, it's good to hear those things, okay, when God wants you to hear them, all right? But it's good to be balanced, and to understand that for some people, before they get those things, they'll have to go through suffering. I told you of a friend of mine, someone who was a friend of mine. I don't know if we're friends now because I haven't seen him in years. All right? You remember that guy who was interested in some brown Michiga lawyer chick? And then, you know, man, that guy, before he was glorified. Now, this guy was the prayer secretary, main CEO. Okay? So, Main CEO is like the body for Balokole on campus, Makere. And so he was the prayer sec. For you to be a prayer secretary, you must be two Mulokole. As in two, your real Mulokole, Tengo Sava. That meant in those days that you shouldn't be fat. Because you're always fasting. You understand? Hallelujah. As in, you're very praying, what, you know, you have your voice, you understand? And so he was a prayer sec, okay? Doing a good course, was doing electrical engineering, and okay, very bright, a brilliant chap. Then, so he finishes, I think he got an upper second or something like that. And now, he didn't have a job. You understand? It should be that if you are the one who leads us in prayer, okay, God should be answering all your prayers at a go. Because you know how to pray, you know the language to use, you know the scriptures to quote for the Lord, to arm twist him. Alright? You know, you're like, you said. You understand? Now the guy finishes uni, and man, life is tight. All right, he told me once he was one time on a boda, okay, where he had even gotten the money for the boda, I don't know, because life was tight. Okay, he was in a boda B, okay, a boda, you know. Then he saw one of the girls, either they were within school, or rather in class, in a lake, in electrical engineering, and this chick had gotten a nice job, so she was cruising some serious car, a company car, okay, and she was, you know, the guy saw, and he said she was on a boat, and then the man wanted to die, okay? He told the boy, guy, so, you understand, as in he was feeling ashamed, okay, you're saying humiliated, man. He told me he had to tell the brother, so-called, you as in, trying to duck from someone, most probably, at a Moliko. Okay? But anyway, yeah, okay. You see things, suffering, in of different ways. Then he has a friend he's staying with who's doing internship in medical school in Mulago. Okay? Remember when you're doing internship, they give you a room where to stay free, no rent. Okay, no rent. Rent on the house. All right? Like a one room, you know. Then food on the house, free food. Okay? And, of course, a salary at the end of the month. So he goes to this guy. He's like, man. Because now home, things were tight. The father, okay, the Indians had he was working for Indians. And he had been, you know, told that now your time is up. Okay? And, you know, they just send you off and you go with your last salary. Nothing else. Nothing more. As you know, those things of a package, a retirement, zero. So the guy, as in things at home are bad. And now the dad gets sick. He has renal failure. And man, that thing, what you had, dialysis, those things are not cheap. Okay? Then, and you see, and I think the mother is a housewife. So money, there's no man at home. All right? Now, he's a firstborn. They are looking to, now the siblings are looking to him. Any financial need at home, they send their siblings to what? To their first engineer. Engineer, where is he staying? He's ducking in some guy's room in Mulago. Okay? They share the free food with what? With his friend, okay? Who was the papa, main CEO. All right? So they share the food. Then this papa had a girlfriend who now they are happily married. And girlfriend is like, you know, he's like, you know, you should tell this guy to what? To leave this room because you're the one who's making him lazy. He just spends the whole day on you what? Watching TV, LTV, just chilling. Okay? Because he knows that you're housing him. Food is on the house free. You're making him what? Okay? So this guy who tells the girlfriend that no, this guy is my friend. I know him. I think they just died. All right? Okay? Say no. So, I don't know whether he was a good boyfriend. Okay? Because even told the guy, that man, my chick was telling me to what? To throw you out. All right? So he tells him, then that's how I get to hear the story also. And that's how you get to hear. All right. And so things were bad. Things were very, very bad. Very, very bad. Those days I used to work up country. Every time I would come, like end of month, we check on him and give him a little something. Okay. Anyway, things were bad. Okay. Yeah. But now he is glorified. All right. His story, man, you can write a book, a bestseller. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Now, you might, whatever, but especially, okay, it matters to do with eternity. Okay. Living forever with the Lord. If you throw in the towel, okay, before that time, you're going to end up in hell, guys. Christians, some Christians are going to hell. Numa doesn't believe that, but it's the truth. Okay, it is in the scriptures. I used to believe otherwise. Okay, but it is in the scriptures. You shouldn't throw in the towel, no matter what happens to you. You know, you shouldn't lose your faith, your trust in the Lord. Okay. God has, you know, a job has delayed over what you wanted, what he promised you has delayed. Some prophet gave you a prophecy. All right? Now it has delayed. Things aren't happening. Then you're like, how you're going to what? To do your own thing. Then you start trying to get what you want in a worldly way. Man, you're playing around with your eternal life. You remember I told you of a guy, all right? You know, some guy. Now he's a big dog. During these COVID things, he was one of the Museveni's scientists. those scientists. Museveni would always say the scientists. And so, this guy, I remember I was in third year, medical school, and he was in first year. So I remember we used to have a place in Omulago where we used to pray, lunch hour. Okay, so pray, then if someone has a testimony, they come. If you want to share something, then this guy, he was a fresher. You know, there are those freshers who come saved. Okay, like most of you, you know, you went to uni saved. And so he comes, you know, he has man zeal. Then he comes and tells us about resurrecting the dead. Tells us about Smith Wigglesworth, you know, the guy, and was tall and kind of big. So now when the guy is thinking about resurrecting the dead, you roast him, man. This guy is going to do it. On the world, one day on the world, maybe we'll go to the mortuary. Man, then the next time I hear, there's a girl, a friend of Pastor Godson's wife, you know, Pastor Godson, his wife now, was my friend. So she tells me, because I used to work with her, she tells me that that her brother, who wasn't saved, was in Ingenua. And he was in what? places where they dance and do evil. Okay? So, and they had been together with this guy, I think in Budo, in high school. All right? And he knew this guy is saved. So the guy is in there at night, doing his thing. Then he sees the safe chap. He's like, "You, what are you doing here? As in, you're not supposed to be with us here." Okay? You remember he's what? Tall and big, He's what? Boogieing, you know, Then the guy says, this is a lie, why, Then he confided, he told with someone, that because he didn't get a certain chick he liked, and he believed God had promised him a chick. So he didn't get her for a while. Now he said, "I'm going to show God a move." I've told you that story here. "I'm going to show God a move." The guy, he went that way. He was in clubs, His lips, Basically, he was smoking, he was drinking, showing God a move for having disappointed him. Those things. Now, if a guy had died at that time, I met him last year, just before the lockdown. He was giving an update, the COVID things, what's happening. Okay? And he seemed to have styled up. He even asked me for my number. He's like, "Man, give me your number, Because at times of Belaunga, you want to what? To support the work of the Lord." I gave him my number, but I've never heard one heard from him. The guys who think that is a talk you should give every guy, every preacher you meet, that, "Man, I want to support the work of the Lord." You don't have to say that. You can just talk about Arsenal, talk about COVID, what's happening in business. You know, so you don't have to, what? For some reason, people think that, what? Anyway, you know, you don't have to, eh? We need to support the work of the Lord. You know, my calling, eh? I feel God has called me. What time is used? To, eh? What's the time? Eh? To finance the gospel. I feel that's my, what? My calling. Anyway, yeah. But anyway, the point is, eh? Please, eh? When hard times come, eh? Okay? When indeed God gave you a promise, okay? But you're suffering, eh? Because at times, you know, waiting for a promise to come to pass, man, eh? It is patience, endurance. You know, you're suffering, eh? You understand? You're doing without some things because people look at you in a certain way, you know, eh? Okay, and they don't have to say anything, but you know what they're thinking. Their eyes say it all. Their attitude towards you, eh? Okay, it says it all, eh? Okay, so you're suffering. Okay, you're suffering. Internally. Okay? That's what I said, eh? Suffering comes in different forms to different people. Okay? But in whichever way it comes, it is still suffering. And God knows you're suffering. All right? You might have all the money that you want. You know, you are a man. Everyone who sees you like man, I wish, eh, I was a man. Eh? That's a life. Eh? Okay? When they have a, you know, eh, like they organize a conference of sorts to what you can, man, they invite you. Because you're like, man, that is the what? The example. Okay? But when you're like, okay? And you're like, these guys don't know. Hallelujah. Okay? But you shouldn't throw in the towel. Jesus didn't throw in the towel. He suffered, went even to the cross. Okay? And only after doing that was he glorified. The Bible says he was exalted and given a name that is above all names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So, there are people who were supposed to imitate. Okay. People who pass a test, now they are, God is using them as an examples. Hallelujah. Of course, one of them is Abraham. Okay. When you continue, so it says imitate those who through faith and patience inherit their promises. That is verse 12. Then in verse 13, it talks about Abraham and it says, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself saying, surely blessing I'll bless you and multiplying I'll multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured. Glory be to God. Okay? This patience is not the one of what? You wait as you're taking coffee. You understand? You're just on a chiller. You're like, whether he comes or whether she comes, whether what, I don't care. You understand? I'm having a blast. This one is long suffering. You're suffering. Okay? All right? It's painful. Eh? It is testing. It is trying. Okay? Abraham, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And God is saying, imitate such people if you're going to obtain the promises of God. Okay? Imitate such people if you're going to inherit eternal life. Hallelujah. The next example, of course, yeah, is Paul. Paul, in Acts chapter 20, verse 22, he's talking to some elders of the church at Ephesus. And he tells them that now I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city saying that chains and tribulations await me. All right? Then he says, and I guess this is the attitude we should have. He says, but none of the things, the things, the tribulations and the chains, the persecution which is awaiting him in Jerusalem. He says that these things don't move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, meaning I am ready to die. Okay? Over to Fat Koreshi. Yeah? All right? Okay? I was trying to remember something. Fagalo Bote over to Fire. All right? Nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. Okay, what is that race? I believe it is the race of salvation, And the ministry, he also, in addition to making sure he enters into eternal life, he also has some work to do, which no trial, no temptation is going to stop him from doing it. Okay, so he says, none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? And sometimes, the trials, the persecution, whatever I call it, the hardships, they come in forms which, and sometimes the people who might be, who the devil might use to mess you up. Bambi, sometimes they're not aware. Okay? However, when those things happen, you shouldn't throw in the towel. For example, here in church, in LAT, the hardship might come through, Pastor Moses. All right? But that shouldn't stop you from saying, I will finish my race with joy and the ministry of being in the worship team which the Lord gave me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't go to heaven and say, God, I didn't do this because of Father. God is like, okay, I have an issue with him. I'll get him when he also comes. All right? But now you. Hallelujah. Okay, so you can't use anybody as an excuse for not doing what you're supposed to do. You can't use any trial for not doing what you're supposed to do. What you know God told you to do. You cannot. Okay, Paul, trials, tribulations, and chains were awaiting him. Of course, if you read this whole story, he wasn't supposed to go to Jerusalem. Okay? He was told not to go by the Spirit of God. But he was so strong-willed. He's an intender. Okay? He blundered. But the main point is the attitude he had towards trials and temptations. Trials. The attitude he had is like, these trials and tribulations don't stop me from fulfilling the will of God upon my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Last Sunday, I had to preach. Then, man, I think I disturbed a pimple. Then, man, the thing, what? Come now. Now, ideally, that should be the time for me to duck out of what? Public. But I was like, no. Now, if I fail this casting pot test, go to I was like, I'm not failing this. Okay? But I think for women, God can be like, yeah, for you, what, please. Yeah. But for a guy, God's like, no. Okay? Glory be to God. So Paul went. Okay? But the main thing you get here is the attitude he had. All right? And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, before he dies, he says that I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Okay? He wasn't going to get that crown if he hadn't fought the good fight. If he hadn't finished the race. If he hadn't kept the faith. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm telling you, okay, Jesus, what happened to him is our example. There is no other way. If they persecuted him, they are going to persecute you. If he suffered, you're going to suffer. Just know, if you're not suffering now, it is coming. Glory be to God. And no amount of prayer and fasting can stop it. Hallelujah. Okay? No amount of listening to motivational speaking will stop it. It's coming. Hallelujah. Motivational what? Speaking. Gerard knows where I'm going. Okay? There's a picture guys are sharing on WhatsApp of a lion sleeping. Did you see it? A lion is on a cheetah, and there is a monkey, you know, with a stick. Okay? And then they're like, it's going to what? Of course, to hammer the lion, and then it what? It takes off. Eh? And so, someone, whoever made that cartoon or whatever, said that. I wonder who did what? Which what? Which motivational speaker did what? Did what? Yes, I'm a... Huh?
Like, he wonders which motivational speaker the monkey has been listening to.
I mean, so I told my wife that, okay, you can find that there's a tree nearby that the monkey will hammer then quickly. You know, it is all in. Then she's like, man, but there's no tree in the picture. I'm like, just because there's no tree in the picture, here, doesn't mean that there's no tree here. Which is not in the picture. Okay? Anyway, but still, that is suicide, man. Eh? For the monkey, man. Eh? All right? And so, motivation speaking, you can listen to them if you want. But they can't stop some things, including suffering, from coming your way. Okay? I can't stop them. All right? You even don't know, I might be here when I'm preaching, but when what? I'm here laughing, eh? But when, man, I'm suffering. And the suffering, what is making me suffer? It is none of your business. Nimo mulawa pastor, what, you know? Ning, I'm suffering. Eh? You can find that I've been suffering for 10 years. But I'm not throwing in the utawel. Okay? And I don't have to tell you what is making me suffer. Hallelujah. But I know it is part of the what? The package. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? So, we've seen Paul, eh? Okay? He endured and got the crown. Okay? We've seen Abraham, eh? He endured and inherited the promise. Okay? You also know, of course, Joseph. Okay? Joseph. Okay? Joseph. Okay, the Bible says in Psalm chapter 105 from verse 17 that God sent a man before them. Okay, God sent Joseph before his brothers. They sent him to Egypt. Okay, so he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word, which word? The promise God had given him in dreams. Okay? He suffered, okay? Fetters, this talk about chains, okay? Prison, imprisonment, in addition to other things. Okay, he went through all that until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. Glory be to God. Then, finally, when he had passed the test, okay, the Bible says that the king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. He was glorified after suffering. Glory be to God. And none of us is exempt. Hallelujah. All right, here you might love your wife so much, you don't want her to ever suffer, but that is the best you can do for her. To wish her what? To wish her a life of no suffering. Okay? But the rest is not in your hands. Hallelujah. We love our children. You want to create a life for them where there's no suffering. Okay? You just what? Do the best that you can. However, if they are going to live godly in Christ Jesus, your kids are going to suffer. All right? And interestingly, even those who live like the devil, they also suffer. So, you know, there's nowhere you can run. There's nowhere you can hide. Hallelujah. But you are a Christian, you know that suffering is not the end of the story. You understand? That is the good news. It is not the end of the story. There is a crown awaiting you. There is exaltation awaiting you. There is a fulfillment of prophecies that is awaiting you. Fulfillment of promises. Even while you're on earth, something that's going to happen. Okay? That's why Paul said that this, you know, suffering, it is light and momentary. Okay? 2 Corinthians 4, okay? This light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Okay? Compared to what he saw in the future and what he was going through now, he said this is light. Okay? He said this is light. This is nothing. Man, we should get to that one. We'll say this is nothing. I've had a glimpse of what is coming. I say, and first of all, it is just for a moment. It is for a moment. Okay? And sometimes a moment can be 20 years. Just a moment. Okay? But 20 years as compared to eternity. You understand? 20 years is nothing. Okay? 20 years is nothing. That's why you can say this is light and momentary, you know? Compared to the eternal weight of glory. The glory that is eternal. Hallelujah. Okay? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says that, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, okay? Since we are surrounded by guys, okay, men and women who finished the race, who endured and obtained the promises. Since we are surrounded by these people like Paul, people like Joseph, people like Moses, okay? People like some of your parents, all right? Since we're surrounded by them, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. Okay, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Okay, remember Jesus is the primary example. Okay, he humbled himself even to the point of death and death on the cross. And after that, he was highly exalted, and he is highly exalted, and was given a name that is above every other name. Okay? So he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Glory be to God. He saw ahead, okay? He saw the glory, okay? He saw the promised land, all right? And he was like, I'm going to endure through this wilderness. Hallelujah. And it wasn't easy for him, by the way. You remember just before he went to the cross, when he was in the garden of Gethsemane? You know, he's like, you know, Father, okay? If you can remove this cup of suffering away from me. You know, he was like, man, it's tight. He's like, man. But then he said, but not as I will, but as you will. It wasn't easy, eh? All right? You can say, but Jesus was there, was God. Eh? He was a son of, for him, it was coward. That's why now we have examples of Paul. Okay? Was Paul God? Was Joseph God? Was Abraham God? All right? There's some people say, but Jesus, ye tamani, ye alikatonda. Yalikatonda, ye tamani. Okay? You have a friend who gave you that line. Okay? Some chick wanted to live like the devil. She was actually living like the devil. Okay? And then she said, but this Jesus, he didn't know what I know. For him, he was what? He was God. He didn't have anything, any issues with chicks, you know, eh? So she doesn't know, you know, my what? Natural appetites. Okay? So we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in addition, of course, to imitating people like Paul, people like Joseph, people like Abraham, people like all those guys in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11. Glory be to God. Now, I want to end with this. We're going to read a few verses in Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 26. All right? Because, you see, you can obtain the promises here on earth. God promised you a car and you endure it and you get it. God promised you a wife and you suffer, but somehow you get her. You understand? Okay, you know, again, those are temporary, those are things of this, you know. But the most important thing, okay, is eternal life. That is the most important thing that you shouldn't play around with. Okay? No trial. It can be the trial of lack of money, poverty, man, or lack. Okay? You have some money, but it's not enough. Okay? Then you're like, man, I have to what? I have to be wise. Then you start doing shady things. Okay? You haven't endured. And the thing that you're doing, stealing from people, might get you into hell. You understand? So that is, for me, eternity is the most important thing. And that one, don't play around with it. Don't throw in the towel just because things are tight and they would have been easier if I wasn't behaving like a Christian. Okay? It says, now, there were the Hebrews, okay? These were a group of Christians, okay? Man, they were going through a hard time. Okay? And some wanted to leave the faith. Okay? To leave there, you know, to stop believing in Jesus. There were Jews, Hebrews, Jews, okay, who had accepted Jesus as their what? Lord, as the Messiah. But they were being persecuted. And man, some wanted to throw in the towel. Okay? And Paul says, he tells them that if we sin willfully, okay, in the context of their story, sinning willfully means, okay, if you deny the Lord and you go back to other things which don't have the Lord in them. You understand? He says, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Okay? Okay? So the concept that, I mean, what Jesus did will forever cover all sins. Alright? You had better be careful. Here it says that there is something called there remaining no more sacrifice for sin. So he said, man, if you depart from the Lord and you deny him, okay, there will be no more sacrifice for your sins. Okay? On the contrary, there will be a certain fearful expectation of judgment. Hallelujah. So you see, these are Christians, and Paul is telling them, okay, if you depart from the faith, judgment, and not a judgment of rewards, because you see, it is fearful, it's coming. So this nonsense of once saved, always saved, you can live as the devil, man, you end up in hell. You know, yeah? Man, I've believed this thing that the hell is real, and so is heaven, of course. And man, I don't want anyone God has entrusted, you know, to end up there. If they end up there, let God not hold it, you know, against me. Say, you're the reason. Maybe it's the stupid things which you preached is the reason why my kids are in hell. And you wonder whether God should allow guys who led others to hell to go to heaven. You say, for me, I wasn't sinning, but I was preaching once, but I wasn't sinning. I don't know. But to me, I'm like, guys go to hell, and then the guy who led them there, and I don't know. I'm not God. Amen? All right? So it says, if you sin willfully, there remains a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. The adversaries means enemies. Whose enemies? God's enemies. Those who have denied the Lord. You understand? Okay? So he says, don't do that. Don't deny the Lord. Don't throw in the towel because things are tight. Because of persecution. Because of hardship. Don't. Don't, please. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 28 that anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace. Okay? In fact, there's a scripture which says that it is better for you not to have known the Lord, okay, and you just go to hell like that. Ngawali tomumani wali toloko kangako. Alright? But you say those who knew the Lord at one time and then they turn their back on him, they are going to receive a more severe punishment in hell. There are degrees, of fire, with degrees of punishment in hell. I hope you know that. There are degrees. Okay? Hallelujah. Verse 30. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Vengeance. Okay? God is like, remember the Jews I told you about last Sunday? Who never forget? Okay? Okay, vengeance is mine. God is like, they turned their backs on me. Okay, they counted the blood of the covenant, a common thing, and despised, insulted the Spirit of grace. So he says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. So the stupidity that God judges no more. All the judgment he ever had on him was put on the cross. You are playing around with fire. I'm telling you, there's judgment that happens even before. God still judges people now. Some of the terrible things people are going through now, some of them is the judgment of the Lord. And to correct them, by the way, to come back to Him. You understand? Okay, not to, you know, to reject, you know, but sometimes, man, some of the things people go through, it is a judgment to the Lord. God's like, oh, you're namugamba, stop doing this, stop doing that, back, you understand? Okay? Namugamba, to do my work, you know, they refused, I want them again and again, please serve me. And then God's like, the only way to get them, okay, is to send them what? Whatever you want to call it. So, then he says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to Christians, Messianics, Hebrews, who believed in Jesus. And he tells them, don't play around with this thing. It is a fearful. By the way, when I was in the hyper grace, what? Moving, we had all ways to explain away these things. We had, by the way, and I can do it now, I can give you a sample, but I won't, because for some of it might mess you up. And you take the sample instead of the truth that is clearly revealed in the passage. There were ways, and I read commentaries of these grace guys, false grace fellows, and I was like, wow! This is what, this is deep. Eh? I was like, wow. I'd never seen that. Yeah. The Greek, the, you know. Okay. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. But then he tells them about you guys. Eh? Once upon a time you endured. He says, recall the former days in which after you are illuminated, okay, when you got saved, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Partly why you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly why you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. If you don't get the card now, okay, there is a better car and an enduring one in heaven. I'm joking. Eh? But I guess in heaven, you can say, God, man, when we were on earth, the cars were nice. Then go, you want a car here? Car B. I'm sure all those things will be what? Will possible, because the car is not evil. So God, a car will be, and then you cruise on the streets of God. Eh? All right? I haven't said there are cars in heaven, but I'm like, because it cannot. And anyway, when we come back from heaven, because remember, we shall go to heaven and come back. Cars will be here. Do you understand? So anyway, the money, okay, that is going to make you lose your salvation. Paul is saying they are what? Enduring possessions in heaven. Let not money, let not houses, let not anything cause you to deny the Lord. Do you understand? What is stored up in for you in heaven is priceless. It is incomparable with what is going to make you lose your salvation. Hallelujah. Then he said, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, your trust in Jesus, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance. You see, guys are suffering. Okay. And Paul is not praying for the suffering to go away. He's basically saying there's some more. You're still, okay? You're still in the process. There's some more. He says you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the word. The promise of eternal life. Okay? For yet a little while, and he, Jesus, who is coming, will come and will not tarry. And then he said, the just shall live by faith. If you want eternal life, Okay? You have to keep your faith in the Lord. The just shall live by what? By faith. But if anyone draws back, meaning that it is possible for someone, a Christian, to draw back. Have you seen that? As in how can people say that someone, you cannot live salvation? He says, if anyone draws back, my soul, okay, has no pleasure in him. Is that where I am? Yes, if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Meanwhile, Paul right now, he's quoting the Lord. So God is saying, my soul has no pleasure in those who draw back. Okay? Then Paul says, but we are not of those who draw back. We are not going to draw back. Okay? We are not of those who draw back to perdition. You draw back, you're drawing back to perdition. A Christian can draw back to perdition. Okay? But we are of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. The saving of the soul. Okay. Living eternally forever and ever with the Lord. Glory be to God. So the point that God wants to make today, I believe, is that there is a cross before the crown. Okay. Glorification only after suffering. And God wants you to endure. Okay, for the promises he has given you for this earth, he wants you to endure. And if you endure, you will see what he has promised you. You will inherit the promises. Okay, but most importantly for eternal life, okay, don't throw in the towel just because the devil is messing you up with trials and persecutions and trials. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus is our example, and we should be like him. Amen.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.